Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to the Open Heaven Hour, and it's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. We get to dive into the Word of God. We get to hear what God has to tell us daily. It's called our very own online devotion, and it's the Open Heaven Hour. So if this is your first time of joining us here, welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. You're welcome to that segment of the show where we get to dive deep into the Word of God. So if you're here and you have a whole burden on you, you have questions unanswered, you have deep emotions that you are feeling and you have no one to share, you just need somebody to speak to you right here on this show. The Lord has a lot that He wants to unburden you of. All you need to do is just to sit down and listen to the Word He has for you today. If you've been very frequent on this show, you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for a devotion. So I want you to spread the good news. Invite somebody to this platform this morning and let them be partakers of today's blessing. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a topic that says the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. Today is December 12, 2024, and it's a beautiful Thursday. It's the 12th day of December 2024. The joy of the Lord. Today is taken from hymn 6. I am so glad that our Father in heaven. I am so glad that our Father in heaven. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 to chapter 3. 2 Thessalonians from chapter 1 to chapter 3. Our memory verse today is taken from Isaiah chapter 55 verse 12. Isaiah chapter 55 verse 12, which says, "For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands." Our Bible reading for today is taken from John chapter 15, from verse 9 to 11. John chapter 15, from verse 9 to 11. From verse 9 it says, "As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full." May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. The manual today reads, many people mistake happiness for joy. Happiness is based on happenings, while joy is not dependent on any happenings at all. The only way to access real joy is through Jesus Christ. This is why after a person becomes born again, he or she begins to feel so joyful even though nothing special seems to be happening to him or her on the outside. Many years ago, a professor who had just given his life to Christ came to me and said, "Can I ask you a question, sir?" I braced myself because I thought to myself, if a professor wants to ask a question, it must be a tough one. He then said, "I hope there is no problem with being so joyful." I don't know why, but recently I have been so joyful and I am concerned. I told him that what he was experiencing was very normal. Everyone who connects with God experiences real joy. If you're yet to experience the kind of joy that goes beyond your circumstances, give your life to Christ today and live holy. You will begin to experience joy that you will find difficult to explain. Some people have been born again for so long but have lost their joy. They lost their joy not because they had less money or less of whatever they used to have, but because they started disobeying Jesus. The book of John chapter 15 from verse 10 to 11 says, "If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, that your joy might be full." In the scripture above, Jesus said that if you keep his commandments and abide in his love, his joy will remain in you and your joy will be full. If you really want that joy that chases depression and sorrow away forever, you need to obey Jesus and abide in his love. 1 John chapter 5 verse 3 says that God's commandments are not grievous. Beloved, the secret to real joy is in obeying the commandments of Jesus Christ. Commit to always obey him, and as you begin to live for him, his joy will flood your heart. He loves you and he wants to give you unexplainable joy. Are you listening to me this morning and you desire this unexplainable joy? You want to live a joyful life. You want to live a life free of burden, free of sorrow. There is a way for you to have all of that. And what you need to do this morning is to surrender your life to Christ. So if you are yet to surrender your life to Christ, this is a perfect opportunity for you to do so. I want you to bow your heads and say after me, "Lord Jesus, I come before you. I believe that you are the Son of God and you are the joy giver. I know I am a sinner and I ask that you forgive me of every of my sins. Cleanse me of all my unrighteousness. Make my heart your dwelling place and accept me as your own. From today henceforth, I give you the wheels of my life to take preeminence. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen." As simple as that prayer is, it is very, very important. And it is very, very good that you took this first step. The Lord is rejoicing and you will begin to experience that joy that has no bounds. This is the first step for you to take. The next step that you need to take is to look at a Bible-believing church around you. If you are in Northampton, United Kingdom, Praise Palace family is ready to have you. We are ready to embrace you and to show you how we experience this joy. But if you are also out there and you need help locating any Bible-believing church around you, you can always reach out to us on Instagram on PraisePalaceRadio_UK, PraisePalaceRadio_UK. Search for us on Instagram and send us a DM that you gave your life to Christ I will be happy to direct you to any Bible-believing church around you. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody, you want to share this joy with somebody, this is an opportunity for you to do so. And how can you do this? You can do this by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour where you see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to download, share, or listen to again. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share with somebody today. You can also listen to us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. It's also available on mobile app on Play Store and Apple Store for you to download. So just search for Praise Palace Radio to download. This will give you access to all our amazing entertaining shows throughout the day. Thanks for joining us and thanks for staying tuned. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed. Bye-bye.